Continuing, however, the very increase in the efficiency of the ways in which each state controls its civil society, the expansion of an instrumental bureaucracy, itself creates the limits of its efficacy by generating an ever more widespread skepticism among those whom the bureaucracy is administering. The reach of authority has come to be more and more denied as both the U.S. and USSR governments, among others, have increasingly discovered. 1968 symbolized the outburst of such skepticism. For a while, the coming to state power of old social movements limited this corrosion of authority, but these new regimes were quickly swept up in the increasingly anti-state consciousness of the mass of the population. My comment on this is, but is this true today? This growing denial of authority, corrosion of it. I think we need to ask ourselves that. Has power tamed us instead with its tight control rather than provoked an organized challenge to its authority? Tamed us by means of the education, media, and technology it has systematically shaped to do just that. And along with these tactics, add its successful defining of what is quote-unquote legitimate protest. Power acknowledges now the need for protest. I mean, de Tocqueville clued them into this, if they hadn't already been clued in. Bentham too. So power acknowledges the need in us for protest, this reenactment of our early grievance. Anticipates it, power anticipates it, sometimes creates it, creates the protests for us, infiltrates it, feeds its redefined version of it, if it hadn't already created it in the first place, and manipulates us through it. Continuing, this process, and they're saying this process is the denial, the growing corrosion of authority. This process has been spectacularly abetted by the impact of new technology on the ability of states to control their space. Electronification is physically different from electrification and does not so much abridge the space of social relations as abridge the capacity to control social relations. And I think we've seen, I'm sorry to... Obviously, they are aware of this too, that it's two-edged here, this technology tool for in terms of which way it cuts us or power.